Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A Pelicans draft is in the books, and Ollie Cosell joins us, our friend, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Talk about last night's action. How you doing, Holly?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm all right. So I heard you on Sports Talk last night, and you were giving out some names, and I think the Pelicans picked one of the people you were talking about, right?
Right. So the Pelicans, in the second round, drafted Peavy. Fifth-year senior out of Georgetown. And what's important to note, it seems like most of the players the Pelicans grabbed, and even in the trade with involving Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, they're all players that Troy Weaver has watched or been around a lot, especially this past season. So, yeah, Michael Peavy played in Georgetown, the same area right where Troy Weaver was working with the Washington Wizards. But he exploded on the scene last year, kind of had a breakout year. And it kind of reminds you of Herb Jones, where he's known as a defender. He's about the same size, 2'6", 8", but he started shooting the ball a lot better in his final year. So the hope is that carries over the NBA. And if it does, Pelicans got a steal. And then later, once the draft was over, in the undrafted portion, I guess, of the night, where teams are grabbing anybody that's still left over, Pelicans grab a center out of Hunter Dickinson and already signed him to a two-way contract, another fifth-year guy. Real legitimate size, right? 7'1". But the thing with him is his career kind of plateaued. He never seemed to improve upon once he was a sophomore in Michigan. So we'll see if he pans out to be anything.
I heard you talk about, you know, the reaction to the polarization of choices, and we talked about that yesterday. But then I heard you last night talking about, after you slept on it, you thought about it a little bit differently. Talk about Joe Dumars' strategy in this Pelicans team as opposed to before, and what maybe could happen.
Yeah, so honestly, Tommy, they're just incredibly aggressive as to compared with David Griffin. He was more measured, right? And it seemed like he had boundaries. So if a player, for instance, in the draft or via trade, he felt was one that he liked and coveted, he wouldn't go and you know, basically trade away the farm to get him, right? Mm-hmm. Seems like that's not the case with Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver. If there's a player they like, they're going to go after him. And nothing could have shown that as a better example than how they went and got Derek Queen. Everybody's got their favorites, and then the Pelicans walked away with, I want to say, two of their favorite three draft picks once you got past Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper. So there's something to be said about chasing your guy. Sometimes it works, right? It worked for Phoenix Suns back in 2018. They moved up 6 spots in the first round to nab Mikal Bridges from the Philadelphia 76ers, and they trade away a first-round pick unprotected. So it worked out for them, but that's not always the case. So now there's a lot of pressure, right? If the Pelicans are bad, Tommy, next year, and they don't have that first-round pick, that means a bad season. You're not going to get a chance to improve upon that team and what's supposed to be a good draft. So Derek Queen, Jeremiah Pierce, this whole crew coming in, that trade for Jordan Poole, this all has to work out for this new regime.
You know, I'm a casual fan, Ollie, but listening yesterday and reading all this stuff, I'm thinking that with Joe Dumars, at least he picked a direction. It's like we're lost in a forest, right? We're in a forest of mediocrity. At least he picked a direction and he's walking. Is it the right direction? I don't know. We'll find out. He's responsible for it either way. But at least it's not a step forward, step back, step forward, step back, step forward, step back.
Now, from my understanding is they have belief, right, in Zion Williamson. He's going to have to be pivotal. He's going to have to play like a top 20 player. But they believe that Jordan Poole, they'll be able to get the best out of him. So he'll resemble more of the player you saw in his last 2 years with the Warriors than what you saw the product in Washington. Sadiq Bey, great reserve. He looked like he had a promising upward trajectory under Troy Weaver's in Detroit. But again, that ACL injury knocked him out last year. Can he bounce back? So there's a lot of question marks, but this, like I said, this regime, you're right. They have a vision. They're following through with it. You don't know how many times I heard during the David Griffin era where they liked a certain player, and guess what? That player panned out, that whether it was in the draft or via trade. And the thing was, they just never really went out and swung hard, right? They made some trades, but they never went all out for a player. Even that DeJounte Murray trade, if you think back to right when it happened, a lot of people said at the time, the Pelicans won, they fleeced the Hawks because they didn't give up that much. Right? In hindsight, now people are saying differently, but that was kind of the sentiment of the Griffin era, right? You just didn't swing big and hard for the guys you really wanted. It's the opposite, it seems like now.
Very quickly, only got a couple of seconds left. Ali, are they done, or do they make more roster moves, the Pelicans?
There's going to be definitely more roster moves, I'm hearing. It's probably not going to be seismic. It sounds like they're going to keep, for instance, Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, but everybody else, like a Jose Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins, they could be on the move.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, as always. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. We're going to take a break, come back to talk to Jeff Dorson, executive director of the Humane Society of Louisiana. They got some problems during the summertime. We'll talk about how we all can help. 851 traffic now at WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.